The Tosfos is on is in submission to find Zion above. Dibur Hamaschil, Sof Chamor Lovo. Okay. So he says, just a second. Yeah, Thaisus brings it up. He says, So what's the riot? I thought there's a
tip is on, maybe on and off.
Yeah, I'm sorry, okay. So the Tais is in Sanhedrin.
Ayn Zayin and Alf,
Dibur Hamaschil.
So
third line. Okay. So and the Tais, we cited already the Tais that says that the mandamah at Eishel Mishum Mono, it doesn't have to be his. It's a mechanism through which it's Machayev, the Mazik. So you could use a mechanism to be Machayev a Mazik, but you can't use a mechanism to be Machayev a Gai Misa. Why not? Because he's not a Rotzeach. If in fact he is not a Rotzeach, so then you can't say, but the mechanism makes him a Rotzeach. The Torah is going to devise a mechanism through which he's going to become a Rotzeach. Because a Rotzeach is Chayev Misa because it's a Maisa Ritzicha.
Right.
Correct? So that's why Tesis opens up over here a whole significant idea. Namely, that Eishel Mishum Chitzov is not so posh. Not so posh. What is it? How do we have to define Eishel Mishum Chitzov if we're going to render the guy a murderer? How are we going to define it? Okay?
Maisa.
What?
Is Maisa?
Well, explain to me what exactly, how we're going to define it.
That must be the way.
How does it make him a murderer?
That must be the way Ari Mikvah works, because the guy does it by accident. He's still in Chayiv in some way, but he's not there.
But Torah's Mazik.
Okay, so Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Eishel Mishum Chitzov, right? What does he really hold? He really holds that if you have a movable. Irrepressible object that is in motion and will reach a person, and you ignite it. You're the force behind it. You're mamash rotzeach. That's actually ritzicha. An immutable, immovable force, an unstoppable force. That is, that you started and it's moving, and it will, nothing can stop it. It's moving towards the hezek. So then that's considered your maisa biyadayim. That's what the Torah is mechadesh by Eish. That Eish is absolutely a maisa biyadayim. I mean, it's like, I think in American law, an arsonist is considered a murderer. Am I right?
Yeah.
Correct. It can be. It's considered a murderer. So that's really what Rav Yechon holds. Rav Shlokish did not hold that way. Why? because he said it's not kocha. In order to be a murderer, he required kocha. But Rabbi Yochanan did not require kocha. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan just required that he start an unstoppable, movable force that moves by itself. Okay? So then he's considered actually Ratzach. Okay? So now the question is removed. Because since the Gemara says it doesn't make any difference whether you makarv the Eish to the thing or you makarv the thing to the Eish, in either case, Rabbi Yochanan considers him a murderer b'yadayim. So Tosfos says, if that's the case, we have a problem. What's the case that Tosfos cites as a problem? Go ahead, read it. Do me a favor.
Yes, sir.
So he says, "Avod amai amrinim beperakol nesrafin kafso b'makom shesof chama otzin olavo potter." So why should we potter in that case? Because lechayev. Because here you have a force which is the chama and which is self lovo, it's unstoppable, and you're putting the guy right in the path of the unstoppable force, so then you're a murderer. That's the definition of Aish. That's how the guy that by Aish becomes a murderer.
Wasn't that a question? Isn't that a unique characteristic to the Mazik of Aish?
No. Because now we're saying he's a murderer. You can't make a murderer through a unique mechanism. A murderer has to be Chayav Misa.
Right.
That's Tosfos Raya. That's Tosfos in the one that we pointed out before in Avodah Zarah, Lama Zayin Amal Aleph. And that really explains the Ran as well. Because if the mice of B'yadayim is considered levesof, so then it'll be chayef for Shabbos too. Okay, see it? That's...
You're saying because he's mechayev misa, so it's not just simply that it's an extension of that you're responsible for the consequences, but once you say the guy is a rotzeach, that means it's a mazik B'yadayim. It's his self.
That's right.
He did it.
He did it.
You're removing. So even at that moment, so he's like lighting the candle right now.
That's right. That's right. It's considered a ma'aser b'yadayim. Once you say it's ritzicha, it's ma'aser b'yadayim. So the Ran answers very nicely that it's ma'aser b'yadayim from before. Okay, that's good. But Tosfos and Tosfos is very good because here you have an immutable force. An unstoppable force, which is the sun, which is a holich, and you can't stop it. And you're putting the guy in front of that thing. So then that's tantamount to the Aish case. So you're a mamus, be a dayan. So how could the Gemara say it's potter?
It's not really analogous.
It's exactly analogous. As a matter of fact, the sun, I would say, is more immutable than the Aish.
No. By the Aish case, you're manipulating the Mazik, that's the Aish. But by the Sun case...
No, you don't have to manipulate the Aish.
You started it.
No.
That's not
starting it. HaKofif Komosel Shol Chaveiro B'fnei Adleka. I didn't start the fire. I just bent the next guy's...
Stuff.
Right. Come on.
Okay. Well, your original question was there's only a din of Aish in the car of double Aish or Aish will double.
That's right.
Now here it's not a case of Aish.
He can't answer that anymore because we're saying that the guy is Mamash Rotzeach.
So you don't need that.
Right. So you're saying once you're saying it's Rotzeach, that's not part of the Gezeirah Sakasim. You're extending that by logic. And if you use that logic here, you should use the logic by Kasim Bari as well.
That's right. It's a Rav Yochanan is a logic. Rish Lakish is a mechanism.
Right.
But Reish Lakish is only where by Mama. But Rabbi Yochanan, since it's a logic, so it's by Misa also.
So what is it about there?
So that's what?
It's a good start, yeah.
Yep, it's Tashus. That's I sort of that's Tashus.
You say Quarter of Yochanan Yoni Exerce Kasa?
What's that?
Quarter of Yochanan, even if I didn't have Exerce Kasa of Isha, I would still know it that it's considered my severe dying?
No.
You're not saying that.
No. Torah is Megala.
What the Exerce Kasa teaching you?
It teaches you that there's a logic, that logically you're a murderer.
Rebbe, what is the Xeris HaKosov?
What was the puzzle?
Kisei Tzei Shumatz HaKosov. The Nechal Soda has a...
Nechal
Gadish. Gadish. Akamo HaSoda. Shalim Yishalim Mavra Soda.
The Xeris HaKosov is telling you that it's considered Maisavi Adai.
That's right.
But it's not telling you that you're defined as a Rotzeach. That's the step that we make logically because of the extension of the Xeris HaKosov.
Yeah, well, the Xeris HaKosov is Maisavi Adai.
Yeah, but it's not. Can't make you a world's apple because there is a cause of can it?
Yes, it can. If it's telling you, if it's a logic that you're, it's a mice to be a diam, so you're going to be a world's apple.
So I understand. So by the other cases, you don't have the gazeres hakasav.
Which other?
By kasav bari.
No, but it's the same logic. In other words, the logic is telling you that if you have a force that is unstoppable, a movable, unstoppable force. And you put somebody in front of it, you're a murderer. That's considered klape shmaya. God considers you a murderer. That's
so
Rotzeach.
Since we know that concept from the gezeres hakasav, then we can extrapolate by reason to
exactly.
Other areas. Okay.
Exactly. What's the difference? That's Tosfos Kasha. Okay.
But at that point, is he saying that the sun case is ish?
No, you don't have to say it's ish.
Okay. Just logically, you would
just logically, it's the same thing because the sun is a movable, irresistible, unstoppable force, and you're putting someone in the path of that force, and God says that you're a murderer. So therefore, you chayiv misa. That's Tesis Kasha. That's Kasha. That's why Tesis learns. Okay.
Jenny, when you have an exeris of kasav, isn't it like a?
In other words, he has to be a Rasha Lomos in order for the Torah to be Chayav Misa. If he's not a Rasha Lomos, you can't have a mechanism that's going to make him into a Rasha. So he has to be a Mamus. So that means that Klapish Maya Galya, this guy's a real Rotzeach. He's really a Mamus. So if that's the case, what's the difference between the case of the Yesh and the case of the Son? Same thing. That's Tesis. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, so what's the difference, according to Tosfos, between the case where I bring him there or the case where he was there and I tie him up there? So the answer is, if I bring him there, I'm a murderer. Of course, it's Maisa B'Yadayim. But if he was there and I just restrain him from leaving, then I'm just a grummer.
You got another question.
Then I'm just a grummer.
If you do that and the sun's already out, it would be chayav.
Okay, that's what Tom's
saying.
Right.
Rabbi wants to keep that.
Okay. Now let's take the Gemara of Mitzamsen.
It's not because
okay. So far, so good. Okay. The case of Mitzamsen is where, for instance, the guy's head is underwater and you don't let him get up. That's what Thompson. So Tosfos asks, what if the sun is on its way, but it's below the horizon, and now he's in this spot where the sun will definitely arrive in several hours, and you tie him to that spot. So you didn't bring him there. So you weren't the cause. You're just preventing him from leaving. So in that case, you put him. However, if the sun rose already and it was already shining on him, then you tie him up and you prevent him from leaving Yechayev. So Tosfos says in Sanhedrin, Dib Maskol Sof, He says because Mitzamtzem is only when the Hezek has begun already. Because what's the score of Mitzamtzem? He considered a murderer because you are completing the Maisa Misa that has already begun. That's Mitzamtzem. That's a different Machayev. That's why it's Xeris HaKasa for a Ribui. That if the murder began already before and you complete it, so then you chayev. Then you chayev. It's different than Grumma.
Okay. So can you explain the other side now? Let's assume it's a shady place and he's there and you tie him up. So we say you're part there because you did, when you tied him up, it didn't begin yet, correct?
Right.
So when you, and let's say you bring them there and tie him up, and when it's shady, it also wasn't, the hesit didn't begin when you brought them there. So what's the problem? Why are you chayv in that case?
What if
when
you bring
him there, because there's a difference between bringing him there and preventing him from getting up, getting out.
Why?
But in we can go along. That preventing him from leaving is a grum. But bringing him there and placing him in front of the moving train, so to speak, that is Maisa B'Yadayim.
He's saying preventing him from leaving is only the grumma if the Hezek hasn't started.
Exactly.
If the Hezek hasn't started.
Then the prevention of leaving is completing the Misa.
But bringing him there, even though the Hezek hasn't started, is considered a Maisa B'Yadayim.
Yes.
Why exactly is that?
If you bring him there, it doesn't matter, because it's like starting the train. Doesn't matter whether the train is coming right at him and you put him in front of the train or whether you start the train. That's because that was the original svar of Maisa B'Yadayim of Eishim Shulchitzov. That the Torah considers you a murderer.